Hello, I'm Tom Hardy, and welcome to A Hardy Appetite. These days, the Pope is every bit as much a celebrity as any rock star or movie idol. Consequently, almost every conceivable aspect of the papacy has been analyzed and discussed. All but one, that is. For some reason, there's been scant attention paid to La Cucina del Papa, the Pope's kitchen. That's a shame, it seems to me. After all, the Apostolic See has exerted its impact on our culinary customs, and not just through its calendar of fast days. The tradition of the Christmas Eve feast, for example, owes its existence to the 15th century Pope Alexander VI, who had a penchant for desserts. Legend has it that the French owe a debt to Pope Gelasius I of the 5th century for one of their national dishes, the crepe. And Châteauneuf du Pape, according to some the noblest of all wines, clearly is connected to papal gourmandizing. Granted, not every pope has been a gourmet. St. Sylvester I was a hermit given to fasting. Pope Innocent III insisted that only a single dish be served at his table. Pope Sixtus IV, the architect of the Inquisition, was a confirmed dieter. But many pontiffs vowed that enjoyment at the table was not incompatible with papal duties. Perhaps the most notorious from a gastronomic perspective was Pope Martin IV, who lived in the 13th century. He was nicknamed the Gluttonous Pope. Though not as infamous as Martin, there were plenty of other Epicurean popes over the years. Clement VI had 50,000 pies baked for his coronation. Benedict XIV built Rome's first cafe. Julius III appointed the great Italian cook Bartolomeo Scappi as his personal chef. When he catered the conclave in 1549, the food was so good, the cardinals took 2 months to finish their task. This is Tom Hardy inviting you to visit our website at krcu.org for recipes to satisfy your hearty appetite.